Hi, you guys. This is Christine Moyer.
Hi, you guys. This is Christine Moyer.
Hold on, I gotta stop some things here. Hi, hello, everyone, and welcome. I really, really hope that I am alive right now. I don't know if I am. If anybody, okay, good. Hi. This is Christina Moyer. This is my second show back on live streaming right here on my YouTube channel. You guys, hello, hello, as well as on 1-2 Radio. Today is February 16th, 2026. And oh my goodness, there's a lot of stuff that is going on in the field, definitely right now, that I kind of am going to open up and talk about a little bit with all of you. Do jump into the chat room on my YouTube channel. And that's where you can jump in and say hello to me and share your thoughts and your comments and all of that lovely stuff. All right, you guys. So for me, this has kind of been like this slow re-entry into the world of talking as a metaphysical teacher. And so there's a couple of things that I've got moving in the pike that I want to talk to you guys about and share with you. As always, as this builds here with live stream on my channel, hit that subscribe button and select all so that you can be notified of new shows that are coming up. But what I want to be doing as I move forward with hanging out with you guys every week is I want to start talking about, it's like coming home to my roots. And it's about resonance fields and mind heart connection, and staying present with, our own energetic homeostatic state. Right. So, and in that, on that note, I have launched over through 1-2 Academy a weekly coherence healing session. And it'll be Monday nights at 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I'm just going to do it every single week for an hour. And in that time that we come together, I will be dropping into quantum work with you. And I used to do this all the time through 1-2 Academy. And I do it a lot with my clients, actually. And it's something that is an innate, organic part of me. And I've spent most of my life trying to understand how that's possible, that I experience resonance fields all the time, and I work with resonance fields, you know, in order to help people feel better. And when we feel better, we can do better. And so I just am coming back. I'm coming back because it's time right now. And there's a lot of things that are going on in the field itself. There's a lot of things. If you, you know, a lot of you who come and sit with me, you have been, long time listeners of the 1-2 staff and Mark Husson and Kat. And there is just, there's some things that are going on right now that feel really destabilizing. And for myself, I sit next to it on a regular basis. And then this feels intense. It feels like, you know, we know that things are happening. And not to go into detail, you know, but But we know it's happening, and we know that there is a shift, and we know I'm based in the United States, and so there's a lot of things that are going on here right now that are destabilizing and intense, right? So there's an overlap of this knowingness that there is something that is happening right now, and I agree with that. All right. So I'm not going to be, you know, vague for on purpose here. This is an hour that I get to spend with you. And I just want to back this up like quite a bit and bring some lightness and brevity into the panic. There is literal panic that's out there in the field. And just kind of bring it back to a little bit more of my story so that you can understand why you would even consider participating in coming together once a week with me and what would happen in that situation, you know? So, and what is the benefit that you're going to get from doing something like that? And how does it impact your world and your relationships and what's going on in your life? If I go all the way back to when I started working at One to Listen with a One to list of advisors, you know, my family, my home away from home, it was during a time when I needed a job. And I went through the process, and that process was intense. And I loved every part of it, simply because I am a walking, talking, all things sixth sense. Hello, everybody. I know I will jump in and I will say good morning to you. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this beautiful world, you guys. Hi. My heart to yours. I had the most amazing experience just in the testing process and the far reaches of, you know, knowing things that technically I'm not supposed to know, but I am just much more comfortable in the sixth sense world than I almost am here in our 3D world. It just makes a lot more sense to me. And as I started to work as an intuitive for people, the talking about resonance fields and talking about mind-heart coherence and knowing that the two didn't really go together, right? So I came in with this massive superpower that I understood almost better than I knew, you know, how to do my life, resonance fields and how they move through my body and how they, what they do and how to conduct it out to others to facilitate. It's almost like the word healing is, basically, for me, it just means somebody comes back into harmonic resonance, right? And so when you have somebody who is stabilized and is resonating mind-heart coherence, and there's a steady beat there, you can match up to that and you can calibrate if you're having a hard day, or if you're going through an emotional jag in your life where hard things are happening, and you can stabilize back. And when we stabilize back like that, things slow down. Our brains slow down. Our brains slow down. Our thinking slows down. And we connect up with our emotional feeling center. And then we do better. We think better. We sleep better. We show up in an open space, right? Yeah. So I did a lot of teaching, and then I wrote a book, and that was just the basics about how do we go about unpacking the mental field. And that process, though, led to, you know, that began, I started writing that book in 2020, right before the pandemic hit. Yeah. And I had been teaching for a solid six, 7 years, right along with, you know, my full-time job, which was acting as a seer, you know, and yep, which, and some of my client work was clearing work and restabilizing work. And it continues to this day. It seems like people, the sisters and the brothers out there who are empaths and healers, you know, I think that, collectively, we need a space to come together so that we can harmonize and stabilize while we're going through this shift right now that is happening actually in our world as I'm talking to you this red hot second. So you guys are going to jump in and say hi. Sabina is here. Hi, Sabina. She is a fellow advisor over at 1-2. Listen, you guys, she's pretty amazing. Jump in and have a listen to her. Oh, good morning, Miss Denise. And Suzanne is here from Connecticut. Welcome, Suzanne. And Miss Quayle, hello. Moon blessings to you, my love. Yep. So, I'm just kind of slow building back into coming back to my roots of the superpower that I am, you know, and the superpower is I'm like a battery and I'm comfortable with that being that role. That facilitates a lot of different things. We have big emotions. Life is messy and it's dynamic and it's fabulous. Life is amazing. The gift that we have to be here is just incredible. And right now, during this time, for all the light workers out there, you know, I know that this, it kind of feels like it's just been like a, this is heavy. Yeah, because there is a movement that's going on with the energy field around us. That is, you know, it's going through an upgrade. And that upgrade is, you know, is growing. Growth is uncomfortable. And there is this underbelly showing itself of the energy that is going to be recalibrated. Recalibrated is the right word, and metabolized into a higher expression. And I'm not just blowing, you know, hot air up everyone's fanny. I actually mean it. So what do we collectively do? We learn about resonance fields. We learn about how to maintain our own electromagnetic field while we're in relationship with other people, while we're moving around and living our lives, okay? Yeah. So for me, I knew I'm a precognitive seer, and that means that I see flashes of what is to come. I have dreams about it. And like clockwork, they've rolled out. And in this era, in the United States, when we have the president that we have, I knew in 2016, we were beginning this process. This process of showing us the lower frequencies that were ready to be recalibrated. Yeah? We can't do that if it doesn't, if those, you know, the darker energies that believe in, that fight for exclusion, that believe in the difference between you and me, us and them, you know, inclusionary practices by exclusionary rules and regulations based on race, religion, socioeconomic status, sexual identification and orientation, and so on. And that's othering. That's othering. We are in a process of collectively coming together. Here's a really great example. So when somebody is dealing with cancer, stick with me. What's really going on in that cancer cell, little self, is it's forgotten that it was a part of a collective. And then it feels isolated and alone. And we're not supposed to be alone. We're supposed to be in community. And that community supports us and it builds us up so that we can thrive and grow and express who we are, right? All right. Well, when that cancer cell realizes that it is a part of a community and, you know, it all of a sudden feels its community around it, that's the space where spontaneous healing happens. And there is a reintegration, a recalibration back home to community. All right. So because of my deep sixth sense awareness, I feel what's going on in the field, and I am able to understand it as what I just explained to you. I mean, this is what's happening. This is what's happening in our world right now, and in various communities around the globe. This is what's happening. So what do we need to do here? Yeah. Somehow find a way to also feel supported and feel loved, to feel safe, to feel like everything is going to work out in the end, and that we're okay. And we're here for a reason. We showed up for this time. And, you know, the best way to go about this is to have your heart and your mind in balance with each other, talking to each other, you know, that there is a deep internal awareness that we are absolutely here for a reason. And to come together in that heart-mind coherence is one of the tools that we have at our disposal to maintain our happiness and our health and our optimism and our joy, and what makes us dynamic leaders out there in the world, right? With our world, with what we're doing. I'm going to take a breath for a minute. I'm going to get the link for you guys. I can't get the link because it's on my other PC. I will figure out how to do this, you guys. So at the end of the show, I'll put a link up. And the class is over at 1-2 Academy. All right. And I'm just going to pump it out every Monday. Every Monday. I don't care if there's 2 people there. I don't care if there's 40. It doesn't matter to me. The more, the merrier. And then we'll talk too about what are the steps that you can take that will, you know, that you can cultivate and you can begin to nurture as you move throughout your days and your weeks. Try these things on. I use mantras all the time. There is such a lot of noise out there in the field right now with these loops of something bad is coming. And the feeling center is sitting in fear, tons of fear and panic and worry and everything's just kind of like, it looks like, you know, it sounds like chaos. And so what I do is I calm everything down. You know, maybe you guys can feel it. You can drop in. And I begin to front load these mantras that reinforce all is well. I am safe. I am right here. I'm present. I connect up with my peeps and my group. You know, just call them the gang. And even as I just connected up right there, I start to feel the energy move of the, you know, spirit is around us all the time. Whether it doesn't matter that we don't technically see it, spirit is always with us, in the particle matter around us, and parallel realities and parallel universes are just right there. And so if you can just slow things down, slow the mind down. If when the mind gets linked into bad things are going to happen. There are some bad things out there that are being exposed right now. Behaviors and ways of treating another human being that's got to go. That needs to be recycled. It needs to be recalibrated. It needs to be, become a new incarnation of energy, right? Where those behaviors, those choices, that lack of genuine connection between two people is now in a different state of awareness and connection and inclusion and loving and supportive, correct? Okay, so when it gets noisy out there, I consciously drop in to fortify my mind with thoughts of all is well and I am safe. That's a really, really good one. And today I choose love. Today I front load compassion and understanding. Today I am the embodiment and the expression of the higher frequency of inclusion. And you state it out loud, guys. You speak it out loud. I am present and I am here, and I am making a difference by being the embodiment of love and acceptance and presence. And I choose to connect to the people that cross my path and recognize the shared humanity that we are experiencing here together. Yeah, how about something like that? Yeah, right. Even as I am talking, I was wondering, where is this going to go today? And what do I really want to talk about that feels like it's going to meet people where they're at? And I know that the noise out there is really so loud, and when it gets so loud, it hits our bodies and it kicks our hearts out of coherence, you know, and then our thoughts get muddled and they kind of get stuck down into this lower frequency that is just, you know, loaded with like the sky's going to fall or something like that. And it is kind of something like that. And there's a lot of panic and there's a lot of worry. And the world will continue on, you know. We always want to know, what is it? I'm nervous. I'm nervous about this. What is it? What's going to happen? And when we back up a little bit and we recalibrate how we're looking at all of this, especially in the United States right now. Yeah, it is going to happen. It is in the process of happening. It's in the process of being shown to us the stuff that really is not okay. It's keeping us separate. It's keeping us divided. And it's keeping us from celebrating the unique qualities and aspects of everybody here. And yet, this is what has to happen. You know, I'll tell you, some of the conversations that I've had at work, people are really struggling with this. And I continually come back to, it might touch your life, but more than likely, it's not going to touch your personal life. It's not going to get in there and really impact your life. In some way, it will impact us, but it's not the big stuff, you know? And so get your mind, get your butt back into meditation and focusing on mindfulness and what that looks like, and partner with the mental field. How do you front load your resonance field so that you can surf next to what's going on and you can be aware that it's there, but don't fall into it, you know, don't become a part of that fray, which is panic and worry. Front load, you know, your mental and your emotional agency is yours and yours alone. And what is it that you're doing every single day in your community with your life? And how are you living your life to the best of your ability, right? Yeah. Front load your mental and emotional agency. That is yours. And in doing so, all of a sudden you start to gain a new perspective. And you tend to pull to you different experiences that are more in alignment with that. We kind of need to gun for that. We can't really relax right now around that stuff. We've got to, because if we do, we don't sleep well. We're having weird dreams. Yes? How many of you guys are like, your dreams are kind of funky and they're not really settled, but sleeping is getting disturbed here. This is where, you know, this is happening. I'm not gonna not say that it isn't. I keep on hearing, I also, you know, soul contracts. We came in for this time. We came in for this shift. We came in for this consciousness revolution and great awakening. We came in for this. So how do we, I just want to grab all you guys, and this is how I'm going to do it. 1-2 Academy, we're just going to start there. And then as my subscriber base grows, I think I'll start to do it for the subscriber community as well. And we'll figure something out. You know, we're just going to come together in coherence and talk about it and talk about what's going on and keep ourselves right here. Right over there is my piano. And that is literally the base of how my feeling center was kept wide open. It was demanded, actually, that it stayed completely wide open. And because of that, I'm living the life that I'm living right now. And I not in a million years did I think that this was a direction that I would go in. But here I am, and I'm talking about quantum physics in action. I'm talking about us as quantum beings having a human experience, moving energetic consciousness in motion, matter, right? And that, it in and of itself, the fact that this is becoming more and more of a normalized conversation is mind-blowing to me and exciting to me. I'll tell you, when I sit with somebody and I absolutely know that I am being asked to help. I don't even blink an eye. I check and I vet, but when I can feel spirit, source, the field say, yeah, get in there. It is an experience for me that I don't question at all. There's no question at all. I'm in, and I am getting into the weeds, and I am, you know, it's like taking two paddles, you know, with an energy, you know, it's like the paddle of starting the heart, and it just courses through my body, and I get it done, and collectively we get it done. And it's because I have spent my lifetime studying the mechanics that are behind it. How is this even possible? And how does this even work? And it's fantastic. All the things that I've learned that again, I'll start teaching again, I promise you. And that book should be coming out soon enough. One of the bases though, guys, in having that alignment and that grounding is to harness your brain, harness the mental field, harness the mind. And when the mind starts going off on all these weird directions, it's like a viewfinder. It's what you're looking through. If you're seeing panic, worry, you know, that in the United States, there are some pretty tough things that are going on right now. And so when your mind shifts over there and that's the resonance field that you're functioning through and inside of, while the data and the events are extremely tough and challenging and frightening, when it's allowed to pipe down to your heart and you start to not feel safe, you go into panic, you're in worry, some people, they fall into paranoia. That's where you have to be aware enough to know that you as all you empaths and healers out there, all you seers and mystics out there, right? You know the difference between that and this. And, you know, it's like the angel and the devil on your shoulders, right? It's like a little ironic that, I mean, it's probably an apt metaphor right now because, yeah, it's an apt metaphor. But which one becomes your viewfinder? Which one is your grounding source? Which one is your wiring source for your day? How do you show up in the morning? What is your focus and your bogey and your target for the day? What are your goals for the day? How are you going to show up for the day? Are you front-loading kindness, compassion, awareness? What are you doing? Yeah? And then at the end of it, you assess and you review. How did I do with that? How did I do with my goals and my focuses? And where was my focus? What viewfinder did I use today? Which viewfinder, you know, for the most part, was stuck on my face? Yeah? And then you wake up the next day and you do it again. And the next day and the next day and the next day, right? Yeah. See, as we've moved through this, there's just an element of it's going to be okay, you know? There's calmness. There's a centeredness now. I don't know how many people are going to see this video. I don't know in the course of how long it sits here. I'm thinking about them right now as well. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is me. I live here all day, every day. Yes, yes. I wanted to talk to you guys for a second about soul contracts, okay? And this, the relationships that we're in. And I think that this is a good add to the conversation. I'm just checking on time and doing fine. The relationships that we have in our life and where our lives take us, I believe, is that we do have a destined life. And the reason why I believe that is that I know that before we even come in here, we have powwows with all the people in our lives, our partners, our parents, our children, and our good friends, and we make plans. This then, in, you know, obviously includes reincarnation. I absolutely have, you know, there's no question that we are perpetually reincarnating. Yeah. It's not one and done single lifetime and then you go and you hit the beach. No, we are in constant movement in our lifespan experiences. And so therefore, of course, we're going to have planning time about some basic things about what we want to get better at, what we want to fix, what we need to address, how we need to love ourselves better and forgive other people and love other people better than we have before and forgive ourselves. That might sound simplistic, but it really is as simple as that. And so the contracts, you know, that we do have with people, hold on a second. This is where free will comes in, and this is where it plays out. Choice and how we're doing it, loving ourselves, forgiving others, loving others, forgiving ourselves. How we're doing with this dynamic of working through what we didn't do so well with, or oopsie doodles we might have laid down in other lifetimes, and having an opportunity here to grow through it. Obviously, belief systems are going to be a huge part of that. Who's in, who's out? What are the rules? And what are the consequences if you don't follow the rules? Who can you love and who can you not love? And how can you live your life? And what's acceptable and what's not acceptable? You know, it's literally, it's a book I wrote. And I'm excited to bring that to you guys. And I will be talking more about that as the closer that it gets. But so in relationship that we have with everybody, if you bring that part of the conversation into what I was saying, you know, talking about earlier, which is there's some tough stuff going on in the field right now, like a petulant child that doesn't, you know, running around with a bag of flour and a water hose just would take a lifetime to clean up. Yeah. And we're saying, sit. It is time for time out. Recalibration of the exclusionary practices. And you don't belong. And, right. I absolutely will not get in those arguments. I won't even talk about it. I won't even have discussions about it. It is really simple. And so I'm very clear. We have got to stop othering people. And, you know, you are an expression of me, and I am an expression of you. You and I are connected. We are connected. We are connected in source. And when we kick out on the other side here, We're going to jump into a resonance field. We're going to collect with the, we're going to connect with the great collective, and then we're going to come back in, and we're going to distinguish and differentiate ourselves out into a single autonomous being, and then we will go through the process with our soul contracts. Yeah. And then we'll kick out, and we'll merge with the collective. All the resonance fields in the collective, you know, from the really, really high resonance fields to the really, really low. They're all this, you know, it's all a big pot. And what's happening here, it's like a tumbler where this is getting repurposed. This energy field is getting repurposed. So, you know, during Kat's show, I caught a portion of it. Psychic Kat is 9 o'clock Pacific, I think. And she mentioned a process that she was going through about going through a list of people that is there anybody on this list that things are not going well right now? And does she need to go through an internal forgiveness process, you know, of where have I stepped out of line and is there anything I'm missing here? And can I generate, you know, conscious forgiveness in myself? And regardless if it happens in real time, in person, you know, and generate out love. And she's basically saying the same thing here. For us, our job, while it is to be a participant in the country that we live in and to pay attention and to be proactively aware of where everything's are at, sometimes we will go, we will do a march, or we will help at a local shelter, or we'll take our feet and we'll give our time and we'll take care of that and get out there and be of service. But the really big thing that we've got to do is to take our soul contracts and our lives seriously and see how we're doing in relationship with the people around us. Taking that beat, taking that step back, going internal and kind of vetting, going through this process of how am I doing loving you and forgiving you? And inside of that, how am I doing loving myself and forgiving myself? How are we doing? Are we growing? How are we growing in our consciousness? You know? And showing up for those relationships authentically is that's our contract. It's a mindfulness practice that we take with us in any given day. We just take it with us in any given day. And I'm going to say this again, you guys, so that it really kind of sinks in. Yeah. Okay. In order to be a conscious, sentient being who's having a human experience, how do you do that? And you're partnering with your mental field, knowing that there's chaos going on out there. Yeah. Best astrologers in the world are talking about all these big, crazy shifts that are going on. Mark Husson. Yeah. Kat's talking about it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You get up in the morning and you have bogeys and targets. And those bogeys and targets honor and recognize yourself as a sentient being, okay? In relationship with other sentient beings who are part of your soul tribe as we share humanity together and we have this crazy experience called life, okay? You front load that you are going to show up to the best of your ability in recognizing that shared humanity, and recognizing the soul contract that you have with that one person who's standing in front of you, this red hot second. What are you guys here to work on? And what do you want to get better at? What do you need to let go of? And where is the consciousness growth? If it really comes down to belief systems, exclusionary practices, othering, right? What are the things that hurt another human being? That's, you have to just think about these basic things. And it usually is exclusionary practices, othering, which produce actions that are incredibly painful and damaging. I'm not going into specifics because I think we get stuck on specifics. This is more about how are we doing it with our soul contract today? And what are you here? What are you here to teach me? What am I here to teach you? How can I love you better? And how can I forgive myself? And you flip it around. It's love and forgiveness, love and forgiveness and awareness. And what are we here to tackle and break down in order for it to be built up again, in order for it to be brought together and unified within ourselves, right? Today, I commit. Today, I commit to remaining open in my heart and partnering deeply with my soul and my essence of who I am. That is connected to everyone and everything. And I partner deeply with the mental field. And that the activity that is going on in that brain right up here is moving in the channels of these higher frequencies of awareness and love, compassion and kindness, clarity, strong, compassionate leadership. Yeah, I'm present and I'm with you, and you matter, and so do I, right? All right, so you've got that front-loaded goal, and then you review it when you hit the pillows at night, and you're checking, how did I do? And how? What do I want to do better tomorrow? How did I do, and what do I want to do better tomorrow? What were the things that I was front-loading? What is my commitment? And do you have it memorized? What am I bringing forward? Okay, so you guys can feel this, right? I know you can feel it. When we shift our dynamic in this way and we bring it to home to ourselves like this, and we make a solid commitment to what is it that I can do, I can change, I can control. And it's this. And as you guys try it, this is one of the, I'm just throwing up a couple of classes on 1-2 Academy and starting that process was, I just got to start. You know, I am a walking, talking, metaphysical library. Yeah, there's two things I know really well. Metaphysics, everything sixth sense, everything how energy moves through the body to facilitate healing and awareness and bringing just all that stuff. And I know how to play the piano, and I really don't know much of anything else. These two things are those are my bailiwicks. Those are my superpowers. And I just got to come back and start. And so that's when I'm start again. It's like, start again. There is an incredible story that's there about that just is leading up to this is the right time. Now is the time. It's now. It wasn't back then. It's now. The factors, the dynamics, all that stuff doesn't matter. You know, sometimes we get stuck with our heads looking in the past, right? And then we get stuck with panicking about the future. And we're totally missing just being right here. Because this time right here, this now, this is the only thing we have. Right? So when your brain gets stuck, they're actually called thought worms, believe it or not. Yeah. And it and the synapse is just fire and fire and fire and fire on that one thought worm. And it's not, how far deep do I want to go into this? This is the repetitive loops that are there. Panic, worry, paranoia. Yep, that stuff. Not trusting. Thought loops are an actual thing in science. And they could see just the neurons just firing and firing over and over and over again. And when somebody falls into heart coherence and they go into meditation, guess what happens? Different parts of their brains light up. Right. I'm squirreling around that. Am I squirreling what I wanted to say? So, yep. And I'm kind of glad I think I'm coming back. Because, yep, I know it is. So you're looking over here at the past. Those are old thought worms. And you've been there so many times looking that way. Okay? You're just looking that way. And then the world tells you the sky is falling, the bottom's going to drop out. And so then you look that way because you want to make sure that you're safe and you're protected. Lack of safety, lack of trust is there. And so that part of your brain is firing. And you're completely missing the present moment. Right? Yeah. Yeah. There is a reason why we need to come together. All the light workers, all of the seers, all of the healers, come together as a collective body and just get this hooked up, synced up, so that there can be, you know, there's power in numbers. Wow. Yeah. When that starts to kick, it's pretty amazing what happens. So I will build it. And you guys, just again, if you subscribe here, you absolutely will be kept apprised of when this shifts into, you know, offerings just for the peeps who are part of my subscriber base, right? Because that's kind of where I need to go to bring this into a sacred space and create a sacred space for this to happen. And it should be, I want this to be normalized and a common thing that is how we raise our kids and we are in relationship with each other. And it's accessible. It's accessible information that's readily available at any given time, you know. For a long time, I've wanted to bring this work to the mental health community as well. Because I just know if you add it to the list, you know, add it to the list of here's the protocol for heart and mind health and coherence. And you add this to the list that and have it be a normalized thing. It's just a natural part of the process of how we come back to our own mental and emotional agency while we're in relationship with community and family. And in our business, I haven't even talked about our, business, what people are, but in business, you're in relationship with people, right? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay, you guys, it looks like I'm at the end of the show. I'm just going to quickly, I know it's pretty quiet in there. That's okay. I will start marketing this. I think I'm feeling comfortable enough right now. I'm going to start marketing the show. And so I'm pretty sure that this chat room will be shifting gears soon enough. I really appreciate everybody who's here, as you guys are kind of like helping me get back into the, you know, the driver's seat of what it means to be podcasting and live streaming and back in the seat of teacher and all that stuff. So Thank you for holding me and loving me. So you guys, I will put the link to the class, all right? That every Monday, just you can show up, and it's in perpetuity. Every Monday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12academy.com. It is an extension of 12listen, which is, that's how I make my bread and butter, is I am a seer and intuitive over at 12listen.com. And so, and a very proud member of that family for the last 15 years. Yeah. So if you need help with anything, timing is a big, something that just comes to me, dates and times, and as well as trajectory too as well. Anyways, yeah. Yeah, and real estate does seem to be up. It's true. People are really considering buying houses and all that kind of stuff. So you guys, hugs. I am, my heart to yours. I am sending you tremendous love. You keep going. You keep your happy on. You keep, you know, keep your eyeballs and your chin and your face looking up. Yeah, say hello to your group. Say hello to your peeps. Spirit is around us all the time. We are so supported. We are so loved. And I'm holding you in that space too, okay, guys? So next week I will be here at the same time, and we will continue on this this journey and this conversation. And I'll just see, I'll see where I'm getting pulled to talk with you. And yeah, all the loves, you guys. Bye.